Today's daf is daf mem tes. We're actually up to the first word of daf mem ches mem beis, but we're right in the middle. We're smack in the middle of a sugya. So basically, yesterday Rav Sheshet had said that it would be mutter to use your left hand if you're doing an avoda. That's basically what Rav Sheshet said. Because you see here that you're allowed to use the left hand for the ketores, so therefore it would be mutter to use your left hand even to be not for any avoda, just for avoda where a kohen is not mentioned. For example, the holacha, the carrying, that you could do. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, how could that be? We have a brisa that says Zor, a non-kohen, v'onein, or a kohen who is an onein, one of his relatives died, he's waiting for the burial, or shikur, or if he's drunk, or a balmum, or is a balmum, any of these psulim in a kohen, or a non-kohen, the Kabbalah, whether it's talking about receiving the dam, uba holacha, or holacha, uba zrika, or zrika, puzzle. It's puzzle avoda. V'chein, also, yoshev, if the kohen sits, he's not allowed to sit. Rashi says, it says, debar la'amod l'shar, you have to stand. V'chein, b'smol puzzle. So too, any time that something's done with the left hand, it's puzzle. So Gemara says, you're right, tiyufta, it's a tiyufta on Rav Sheshet. The kasha on Rav Sheshet, how could Rav Sheshet say such a thing? It's a preferish of Brisa, that if you have a left-handed kohen, he can't do any avoda. So again, the question comes back. So how could we do the ketores with the left hand? So there's two answers. Either it's not possible otherwise, and in the case where it's not possible, the Torah actually envisioned it, or, like we said, maybe the whole psul for a left-handed kohen did not apply by ketores, because the whole psul is only the Rabbanon. By a regular standard avoda, it's not the Rabbanon. But here, it's only, what are you doing? It's only a hacksure. It's only to get in there. Okay, we said that already. So Gemara says, how could Rav Sheshet even think that it was possible to say that you could use your left hand? Rav Sheshet says that we're going to have a story now where Rav Sheshet himself mentioned this very brisa. So what was Rav Sheshet's havamina that he was suggesting you could use your left hand? He's the one who quoted this brisa once. Where? For Rav Sheshet, who the osve? He quoted this brisa. He himself did. The Amar lay Rav Sheshet la Amore de Rav Chista, because Rav Sheshet once said to the Amora of Rav Chista, to the man who would repeat the shir. Rav Chista, many Amorim had this. They would say shir to one person, and that person had a very good voice, and he would carry the shir over to the island. So Rav Sheshet once asked this man, this Rav Chista's speaker, go ask Rav Chista the following. Rav Chista, ask him the following question. Holacha bizar mahu. What about a mutter for a czar to do halacha? Again, it doesn't say halacha in the Torah that it's done by a kohen. It's very silent. So maybe it could be done by a kohen. So Amalei, Rav Sheshet said that, you know what? Kshera, it's kosher. It's mutter. And umekrav mitzvani, I have a pasuk that supports me. What's the pasuk? We had this pasuk already once. I mentioned it in Daf Chavav. The pasuk is v'shachatu ha-pesach in divrei hayamim. Everybody shechted the pesach. Then v'yizriku ha-kahanim. The kahanim sprinkled miyadam. They sprinkled from their hands. From whose hands? From the Leviim's hands. And the Leviim mafshitim. And the Leviim performed the skinning of the animals. So what do you see from this pasuk? That the Leviim were the ones who carried the dam from the beis hashchita over to the kahanim, and the kahanim received the dam from their hands. And then the Dizrika. So it's a beferish of Pasuk and Divya Yamim that someone else, not a Kohen, is allowed to do the Halacha. That means there was someone there who did Shechita. Shechita could be done by anybody. The Kohen received it. That has to be done by a Kohen. He then handed it over to a Levi. A Levi walked it to the Mizbeah, and there was a Kohen waiting to receive it, Miyadam, and then to sprinkle it. We had...
It also says handed. It's Mashmah
of
the left hand.
No. It means their hands. The Levian's hands.
Right.
No, that left off in the left hand. We had this pasuk, remember when? We had a discussion whether or not someone else can do hafshata. Can a czar do hafshata? And we said, this pasuk seems to say beferish yes. And so we said, this pasuk may not be a raya because maybe the Korban Pesach is different. But by a regular Korban, it wouldn't be allowed. This is talking about the Korban Pesach. Anyway, halacha, it doesn't make a difference what Korban it is. So this is a raya. So the Gemara says, And Umozi Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, what are you talking about? How can you say that it's kosher? Zar, meaning anybody, a Levi, a non-Kohen, Yisrael, the Onen, or a Kohen is an Onen. He's waiting, his parents, his one of his relatives is awaiting burial. Or Shikr, or is he drunk? Or Balmum, the Kabbalah, so if it's the Kabbalah, or Beholacha, or Vizrika, puzzle. In all these cases, it's puzzle. None of these people could do the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika. None of them. Oh, and V'chein Yoshev, so too, the Kohen's not allowed to sit down and do a Avodah while he's sitting. Also, V'chein B'smol, puzzle. So too, if the Kohen got all, the Kohen, any Kohen, uses his left hand's puzzle. So if Sheshes himself was aware of this Brisa, Sheshes knew this Brisa. As a matter of fact, Rav Sheshes asked this Kasha from this Brisa on Rav Chisda. We're going to answer Rav Chisda's answer in a minute. Rav Chisda now learned this Brisa. What's he going to do? What's he do with the Pasuk? We're going to explain that in a minute. But that's a side point. But now the main point is, so what happened Rav Sheshes suggest yesterday that it's mutter for a Kohen to use his left hand to do the Halacha? Rav Sheshes knew this Brisa, said he's not allowed to. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Right, very simple answer. Bas of Deshmaya Hadar Osvei. You're right. That story happened after this story. So this story, he made a suggestion. They pointed out to him there was a Brisa. He said, oh, I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of that. Right, not every Amora had to know every Brisa. Every Mishnah they had to know. We assume they knew every single Mishnah. Every Brisa, not necessarily. So they told Rav Sheshes, by the way, Rav Sheshes, there's a Brisa that goes against you. He said, yeah, okay, then it's a tiyufta on me. Now I know this Brisa. This Brisa is now in my memory. And then later on in his life, he asked Rav Chisda the same question. So it's not a problem at all. So now, Rav Chisda had a pasuk. Veha Rav Chisda Kroka Amar. Rav Chisda had a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, it seems to say, that the Kohanim were receiving the dam from the Levium, which means the Levium did halacha. They walked with the dam from the Beit HaShechita to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, no. Rav Harachita Kroka Amar, the Avid Maisa Itzdeva. No. They didn't carry the dam. All they did was they were standing by the Mizbeach. And they were like itzava, like a pole, like a column. All they were doing was they were just holding the dam, but they didn't go anywhere with it. So a Kohen, of course, walked the dam over to the Mizbeach, and it's very busy. It's Erev Pesach. It's a very busy day. They didn't want to put the balls on the floor, so they had Levium standing there, just standing there like a golem, and they're going to put the ball in the Levi's hand. And when the Kohen was ready, he would take it from the Levi's hand. That's all it means. That was Kohanim themselves.
Right.
So this time they used Levium. So that's all it means. It doesn't mean the Levium did Halacha. They're not allowed to do Halacha. It just means they were holding it. So I can hold it and not move. What's the difference? Me or a pole? Me or a ledge? What's the difference? There's no difference. That's all it means.
So this wasn't considered part of the Avodah.
Exactly. That's why Levi was able to do it. It wasn't part of the Avodah. Exactly. Fine. Now, okay, we have, I think, one or two more questions of Rav Papa that we have no answer for. By Rav Papa, another one. Chaf and Chaveiro, let's say somebody else did the Chafina, a different guy did the Chafina. Then, V'nasno toch Chafnav, and then he puts him into the Kohen Gadol's hand. I'll do it, and then I'll put it into the Kohen Gadol's hand. Is that okay? So the Gemara says, Melo Chafnav Be'inan. So the bottom line is, you have a Kohen Gadol whose hands are full of Ketores. But he himself has to be the one to stick his hands into the... What if someone gives it to him? What if someone puts it in his hands? Has to dafka be him. You have a Kohen Gadol whose hands are full of Ketores. You have it. You have such a thing. Or maybe no. He has to do it himself. He himself has to take it. He himself has to bring it. He has to do it. You don't have it. So the Gemara says, Teiku, you're right. Teiku. It's interesting because in a few lines we're going to say that there's a problem if Kohen A does it once and then Cohen B does it a second time, because they don't have the same size hands. And we know it has to be Melo Chafnav, your hands. So what's the Hava mean here that it would be good? I don't know. We're going to say later on, you'll see in a few lines, end of the bottom of the Amid, that we're going to say that's no good, because Kohen A can't do the Chafina for the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is going to do it again. Let's say he'll take it off the shovel inside the Kodesh Kedashim. He doesn't have the same size hands as the other Kohen. Nobody's hands are the same size exactly. It has to be mamish exact. Can't be over, can't be heaping, it can't be, it's got to be exactly the size. So what's the happening here? Now, new question. Bar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi asks the following question. Chafan, let's say the Kohen Gadol did the Chafina, umes, and he died. He died? He took the Chafina, he took the Melo Chafnav, he put it onto the shovel, onto the ladle, and he passed away. Mahu sheikarnes achar b'chafinaso. What happens now when the new Kohen Gadol is now going to take over? Does he have to do his own chafina, or can he rely on this chafina? What's the story with that? So Amar Rav Chanina said the following statement. Rav Chanina said, "Bo uru shailas harishonim. Look at this shaila that the Rishonim asked. Look at this shaila that the." Meaning, the Rishonim and Levi came before me. Look at this Mishaila from the Rishonim. He's saying, Rashi explains what he means to say is, I had the same kasha. It's been bothering me my whole life. What would be this kasha if the Kohen Gadol died in the middle? Do you do a new chafina or not? And I found out that even they had the old kasha too. It was an old kasha. Rishonim and Levi had this kasha also. But before me, this kasha was around. He's just saying that, I'm happy, I'm a chafin to a kasha that existed already in the previous generation. That's what he said. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. The Lememra, the Yeshua ben Levi Kashish, do you mean to say that Yeshua ben Levi was older than Rabbi Chanina? That he's referring to Rabbi Chanina as the previous generation? The Ha'amar Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi made a statement. He said, Li hitti Rabbi Chanina lishtos shechlai b'shavis. Rabbi Chanina mattered me. He allowed me to drink the juice of cress, of a certain vegetable, on Shabbos. He allowed me to drink that for refuah. I asked him a shayla, and he said, yeah, it's mutter. Now, Rashi says, had he been younger than him, and he was asking him, what do you think, then he never would have said the word Rebbe Chanina, because they never spoke to the younger ones with the title of Rebbe, even if they were a Rav, even if they were had smicha, and even if they were a big Talmid Chacham, because that was the custom, they were younger. So by the fact that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi calls him Rebbe Chanina, obviously he was older than him. He's asking his Rebbe how to pass him. So how could he make a statement, oh, the questions of the Rishonim were like mine. I'm so happy with the questions of the Rishonim. He was older than him. Rabbi Chanina was older. Rabbi Chanina was the elder. He would never refer to Yeshua ben Levi as a Rishon. He was older. So regarding this question, so Rabbi Chanina told him, yeah, it's mutter. It's mutter to drink this juice on Shabbos for refuah. Why? Because we know there's generally a gzeira, where it's not a makam sakana, that in certain cases, it's not even a makam she'enbo sakana, but in certain cases, it's usher to take medicine, because there was a gzeira, you're going to grind up the medicine. And even if it's a liquid and there's no issue of grinding, it's a low plug, and you're not allowed to take the medicine. So Rabbi Chanina was telling him, yeah, but this is not medicine, this is cress juice. If something is consumed by healthy people, then even if your reason for doing it is for medicine, it's mutter. The classic example is chicken soup. Chicken soup is drunk by everybody. You have a cold, so you're allowed to drink chicken soup to make you feel better, even though you're doing it for food purposes, because it's not what it's made for. It's not what it's made for. Also, Moshe has a shayla about vitamins. Right, we did this last year. Moshe has a shayla about vitamins. Is vitamin something that's eaten by healthy people or by sick people? That's a shayla. So, but this is certainly okay because it's something that everybody drinks it. So that's that prompts think about. It's a pshita. What was the big shayla yesterday, Chanina? Can I drink this? Can I have chicken soup on Shabbos? Of course it's mutter. Pshita, ditnan, kol ha'ochlin, ochel adam l'refuah. Whatever food people eat for refuah, v'chol ha'shosin, v'chol ha'mashkin, any drink, shosin that's drunk, That's mutter. So I don't need him to. I don't. Rabbi Shua ben Levi didn't need Rabbi Chanina to tell him that you're allowed to have chicken soup on Shabbos. So the Ferish Mishnah. It's if it's normal food and you're doing it for reasons, it's mutter. So was the Shaila. El, you know what the Shaila was? No, the question was Lishchok v'lishtos shechlayim b'Shabbos. He asked him, but we're saying now that he was his Rebbe. Rabbi Chanina was older, he was the Rebbe. He asked Rabbi Chanina, can I grind it up? Can I even do the grinding? That's a genuine malacha. That's a genuine malacha on Shabbos. So that was his question. Can I do the grinding? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Either it's a sakanta, if it's a sakanas nefashos, what's the shayla? If it's a sakanas nefashos, mishra shari, it's certainly mutter. What's the shayla? Everything's mutter if it's a sakanas nefashos, right? Not only is it mutter, it's a chiyuv. If the only way he's going to survive is to grind up that, you grind it up. It's a chiyuv to grind it. It's not a heter. Sakanta, and if there's no sakana, it's not going to die. So then mutzer itzer. So then it's aser. You don't just do malachas for people that are not in a situation where they're going to die. So then what was the question? So the Gemara, listen to this Gemara's answer. La'olam d'ikas sakanta. No, it wasn't makam sakana. It wasn't makam sakana. And he certainly would have been mutzer to grind it up. But he didn't know if this is going to help him. So he went to Rabbi Chanina and he asked him, Rebbe, v'hachi kami bayalik. This was his shaila to Rabbi Chanina. Ki masya d'nechel ilayhu b'shabes. Is this something that works on, it works? Is this good medicine? Is it worth it for me to grind it up? In other words, not is it worth it for me? Am I allowed to grind it up because is it going to work? I'm just grinding up things, it's not going to help me get better. Yes, I'm going to welcome sakana right now. But is this medicine? Olo masya, or it's not going to be a medicine at all. Velo nechel alayhu b'shabasa. And it's not going to make a difference. So there's no point in me, why should I violate malachas? It's not going to help me. It's not going to help. So that's what he asked Rabbi Chanina. That was his shaila. So the Gemara asks, so umayish to Rabbi Chanina. What are you going to Rabbi Chanina for? Go to the doctor. What are you asking Rabbi Chanina? Is this good for my health? Go to the doctor. The answer is Rabbi Chanina was a doctor. That's the answer. He went to Rabbi Chanina. Mishum, the baki b'refuos who, because Rabbi Chanina was a baki in refuos. Rabbi Chanina himself was a doctor. And he would know whether or not this is going to help, whether or not it's going to save his life. If he'll say yes, it's excellent, it'll certainly save your life. He did a sakana, it will certainly be mutter to grind it up and drink it. This was the shaila, and what do you see from all this? That he was older than him. So how could he make a statement? How could he refer to Yeshua ben Levi as a Rishon? Yeshua ben Levi is on the cusp of the Tanaim and Amorayim. He's actually, there's one Mishnah where he's mentioned in the Mishnah. We generally assume he's an Amora, first generation Amora. But there is one Mishnah, I think it's in Uksim, I think it's in the last Masechta in Shas, where he's mentioned in the Mishnah. So he does have that borderline status. So obviously Rabbi Chanina was a full-fledged Tana, he was older. So anyway, Rabbi Chanina was a doctor, how do you know? Dami Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina said, Me'olam lo sha'aleini adam amakas preda levana. Never happened that somebody came to ask me a shaila about someone who was kicked by a white mule, the chaya, and lived to tell about it. In other words, people always came to ask me advice about people that were sick, but about this shaila, no one ever came to ask me because no one ever survived.
Is there
any
issue of asking
about Shabbos? No, so it's a sakana.
But I'm saying, it's not sakana.
No, we didn't know. He asked him, I'm in a sakana sefashos right now. So what medicine should I take? Should I take that medicine? I want to go ask Rabbi Chanina. He knows. So if Rabbi Chanina would say, yes, take that medicine, then I'll go grind it up and drink it. If he said, no, that's not, don't take that one, take the other one. So whatever he said, he knows. He's a doctor, he's a Rav, he knows. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina, how do you know he was a doctor? Because he said, people always came to ask me advice, but they never came to ask me the question about, what about if they get kicked by a white mule? If anyone survived, it never happened. No one ever survived. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? We see people do it, they're walking around. Right, so the Gemara says, no, Ema the Chayis, not the Chay, that they survived, rather the Chayis, that they got healed. They never got healed. Okay, they survived, they lived to tell about it, when they got kicked by this mule. But they never got fully healed. So the Gemara says, Vakachzinan de Mitzi, but we see they do get healed. We see people are walking around, they're fine. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Inhu, Vachivran Reish Karaihu, we're talking about a white mule. The Kamri, I'm sorry, the Muskan Inhu, talking about a red mule, the Chivron Reish Krayu, and the tips of its feet are white. That's the kind of meal we're talking. That, no one ever gets healed from that. No one ever gets healed from that. Bottom line is, what do you see from this whole story? That Rabbi Chanina was older than Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. So why does Rabbi Chanina, why does Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi refer to Rabbi Chanina as a Rishon? I'm sorry, the other way around. Why did Rabbi Chanina refer to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi as a Rishon if he was older? That's the question. This whole thing was a side tangent. So the Gemara says, Mikol Makom, Shema Mina, Rabbi Chanina Kashish. Bottom line, Rabbi Chanina was older. So before we get to the answer, there's a very interesting point over here. The Ramah has paskins in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, in the end of Hilchas Dochening, the very end, he says that listen to this. Asr l'shtamesh b'kohen. You are not allowed to have any use. Not allowed to use a kohen. Do me a favor, change your flat tire. You can't use a coin for that. Why? To have a kemoil behektish. It's like me'ila, like being mol and hektish. You hear this? Im lo mochel al kach, unless he's mochel. Yeah, I'll change the tire. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll pick up from the airport. Not a problem. But if they're not mochel, you can't. The Mishnah Brewer says, even if they are mochel, you should be machmir. Even if they're mochel, you should be machmir. Not to use a kohen. So. That's a discussion. Do we hold like that? That's a big discussion. But what is it doing here? What am I bringing it up here for? Because Tosfos says somewhere else in Shas that Rabbi Chanina was a kohen. So is it mutter to use a kohen for medical advice? So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says if you're paying him, then it's certainly mutter. So we don't say anything. He's being paid. So if a kohen's a doctor, if a kohen's you're going to him for advice, you're paying him. It's certainly mutter. So if they were paying Rabbi Chanina, it's certainly not a shiloh. The whole question is, let's say he's doing it for free. You ask him, you meet him in shul, you ask him all your free advice, right? So you let him ask him? Because he's using a coin, right? So this shiloh is actually a sefer called Zerah Chai, and they ask the shiloh. Are you allowed to ask a coin for free advice, free medical advice? You're using a coin. So again, if you're paying him, it's generally not a shaila. If you're not machmer like the Mishnah Brura, the Ramah seems if he's mochel, I'll answer you. Then it's not a problem. But but there's another reason why it could be mutter, because the Rambam holds that if you have knowledge, medical knowledge to help people, you're not allowed to withhold it. You're a very smart guy. You went to med school. You know it all. You're not allowed to withhold it. So that overrides this whole issue here about being mol behetish. So even if the Kohanim can't get out of it, they can't get out of the advice. Because, basically, if you hold this Rambam, you don't have an out. So Rabbi Chanina, it doesn't seem to be that he took money for this. It doesn't seem to be. So the answer is because he had a duty. He has a duty to help. That's just an option. I'm a kohen. I'm going to stand on my kahuna mol behetish. You can't bother me. No, you have a duty. So just an interesting side point. Yeah. What? Yeah. So they didn't. They didn't do autopsies in those days. There is an isser for a kohen to become Tomei, even though he's already Tomei. That is true. So I don't know if you're not dealing directly with people with Mason, and there's a chashash in my coins allowed to walk into a hospital. No, they're not allowed to. If there's no vadai, I mean, it's very. I'm not a kohen, so I don't know.
If there's a morgue, I think usually.
No, so if there's a morgue, then they can't. But if it's just to walk into someone's house and he's sick, well, maybe he'll die. They shouldn't go. I don't think you say that. Hospital maybe is different because the hospital. I don't want to misspeak. Hospital maybe is different because there's always vada mason there. But if you walk into a guy sick, I think a coin's allowed to go. Right. So everyone might die. So a sick person is more prone. I don't know if that chashash outweighs any other factor. So I think it's the Radvaz. He has a whole over here. He has a whole list of all these people in the Gemara that were doctors. Shmuel was a doctor. There's Binyamin Asya, there's Tudus Harofe. Many, many people mentioned in the Gemara were doctors. Right? See over here, Rav Papa, the Gemara was a doctor. Rav Hanina obviously was a doctor. So it was, the Rambam was a doctor. The Ramban was also a doctor. Well, no, they were not Kahanim. But I'm just saying, even the whole idea. Okay. It's very scary halacha because the Mishnah Berurah says. Well, so the Ramban says, but if he's mochel, it's okay. So he's not, he's getting dosh. If he's getting dosh, so Mr. Bruce, if he's getting paid, it's okay. The question is, can he ask the coin to drive him to the airport? So if he's not, if he's even if he's mochel, Mr. Bruce, they should be machmer.
So what if your marriage is going and he's not off on
the job? So just very interesting, very, very interesting halacha. Okay, let's go on. So anyway, the kasha is, Rabbi Chanina was older, so why would he call Rabbi Shuv ben Levi as a Rishon? So the Gemara says, no, this is what Rabbi Chanina said. Sha'altan kishe'elo shel Rishonim. Right. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi asked a question that the Rishonim have already asked. That's what he meant. Right, we had this question. We're the Rishonim. He asked a question. He's machaven to us. That question was not out of the open. Isn't he great? He was machaven to a question we already were machaven to. Now, Omi Rabbi Chanina Hachi? Did Rabbi Chanina say that? Did Rabbi Chanina say what? Did Rabbi Chanina say, Rashi says, right, did Rabbi Chanina say such a thing? For Rabbi Chanina said, that what? That if a Kohen Gadol dies, we have a Shaila, who's going to do the Chafina now? Does it have to be done or not? Because Rabbi Chanina said the following. Bepar, velo bedamo shel par. Let's say a Kohen Gadol dies, and the par, but we know that before the Chafina was done, before the Ketores, there was the Kohen Gadol brought his own par. Let's say he shechted that par and he died. So Rechanina holds, if that happened, then you have to, the new Kohen Gadol has to bring another par. Why? Because it says in the Torah, the par, and not the dam of the par. Meaning, the second Kohen Gadol can't use the dam of the first Kohen Gadol. He has to use his own par, not his own dam. I'm sorry, he has to use his own par, not the dam of the first par. So if the first Kohen Gadol shechted the animal, and now all we have is the dam, that is the new Kohen Gadol, he has to do it over. Because it has to be his own par. We also know, that the Ketores has to follow the dam. So you can never have a situation, listen to this. So the Amar Bechanina, Ketores shechafna kodem shechitas hapar, if somebody did the chafina before the slaughtering of the par, lo asav lo klum. He didn't do anything. So if the Kohen Gadol dies, the whole par has to be redone. If the whole par is being redone, it's certainly no shaila that the chafina has to be redone. Because the chafina has to follow that. So what was his shaila? Well, he knows the psak. So he says, look at this, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is so great, he was mechavin to my kasha. But according to this, he doesn't have a kasha. He answered his own kasha. He holds that the dam has to follow. That if the dam has to follow, you have to do the whole shechita again. You certainly have to do the whole chafina again. You can't do the chafina out of order. You can't rely on the first Kohen Gadol's chafina. You're doing the par again. So he didn't have a shaila. So the Gemara answers, this is midikah miboyle, since he had the shaila, michlal dekasavar bepar tafilu bedama shel par. No, Rabbi Shuvan Levi argues on that point. Rabbi Shuvan Levi holds, you're allowed to use the other Kohen's animal. You're allowed to. So Kohen Gadol A brought a par, slaughtered it, got the dam ready, brought to the chafina, then he died. So according to Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, the question was, can I rely on the first Kohen Gadol's dam? Yeah. So now the question is, so now that I can do that, do I have to do my own chafina now or not? Can I rely on the first Kohen Gadol's chafina? And Rabbi Chanina says, Ulamai desvir lei, the shayla that I held, sha'altinu k'shayla that we showed him. That was a shayla. That was, people argued on me. Not everyone agreed with me. Not everyone agreed with me that I have to bring my own par. Right? It was not everyone agreed to that. It was a shaila. And so Rabbi Shuv ben Levi held like my opponents. That's all he's saying. So my havi Allah, what's the bottom line with this? Amar of Papa. Rav Papa said, I'm sorry, we had this question. Somebody, when the Kohen Gadol does chafina, He takes his hand, sticks him in the thing, puts him in the ladle, walks to the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now what does he do in there? Can he pour it directly onto the coals, from the ladle onto the coals, or does it have to get back into his hands? And then from his hands it's going to go onto the coals. That's the machlokas right now. So if Papa says, if you hold that it's going to go back into his hands, then it's certainly okay for him to rely on the first Kohen Gadol, because he's going to do his own inside. He's going to do his own kafina in there. So it's certainly fine. If he's going to do the second kafina again, then chaveru nichlas bechafinaso, the chaver, Kohen Gadol number two, can use the kafina of Kohen Gadol number one. Why? Because he's going to do a kafina inside, his own. So it's fine. And if you don't hold that, meaning he's allowed to take the ladle and just spill it onto the coals directly, then tibayla. That's the shiloh. Does he have to do his own? Can rely on the first coin bottle. I'm going to have a bread of Yeshua or a papa. Just the opposite. If the new Kohen Gadol is going to have to do the Chafina inside again, if you held that inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, which by the way, we're going to hold that. If you held that he has to do it again inside, and he can't just pour it off the ladle, then lo yichan is achar b'chafina so. You can't rely on the other ones. Why? Because your hands aren't the same size as the Kohen Gadol who just died. So it's not going to be exact. So of course you have to do your own. No shaila about that. What's the shaila? The whole shaila is, what if not? What if you don't have to do the chafina again in the Kodesh Kedoshim? You can just spill it out straight from the ladle. That's my shaila. So can I rely on the first Kohen Gadol? I don't have to do my own. I can rely on his. That's the shaila. Or maybe no, maybe you have to do it yourself. That was the shaila. And that's how we'll go, right, that's the shaila. Why? D'ibaylahu, chofen v'chozen v'chofen olo. Do you have to do chafina again or not? Tashma, kacha yibidasa. The Mishnah said that a Kohen Gadol has large hands, it's a large size. Small hands, it's a small size. But kacha yibidasa. We had this Gemara already. And that was its measure. My lav, kishen shibidasa bibachutz, kach midasa kibifnim. Doesn't that mean to tell you that just like you had a measure on the outside when you did the chafina, you have a measure on the inside when you do it again, and therefore what? It has to be again in your hands? Meaning it has to be in your hands again for the same measure? So the Gemara says, no, lo, tilmosh imrat alasas mida osa. No, we said that meant maybe you can make a cup that had the measure of your chafina and just take the cup and stick it in the ketores, you'll get an amount. Inami or shalo yachzer v'shalo yozer. Don't make it too overflowing and don't make it too underflowing. That's all it meant. So we said already that from the Mishnah you don't have a raya either way. But now we're going to bring a raya. Toshma, what's the raya? Ketaru osa. How would someone do chafina? How would he do it? He would take the bezach. The bezach is the beaker. Barosh es va'osav. The bezach is the ladle in his hands. V'yesh omer mishinav. Others say he would take the ladle in his teeth. Because what's going on here? He's going to have to empty this ladle into his two hands. He only has two hands. That's after getting the stuff from the ladle into his hands. So either he held it in his teeth, or he held it under his elbow. What? You can't carry it in your teeth. Just to transfer it from the ladle to your hands, maybe you can use the teeth. Umayla begodlo achemagat lebein atila yadav, and you put your thumbs closer until you reach your elbows. V'chozi umakziru l'tochafnav, and then you put it into your hands. That's how you do it. So what do you see? You do the chafina again. Then the brightness continues. V'tzovra, and you pour it onto the. You pour it all onto the ketores very fast. Why? So the smoke will delay in coming. We don't want it to be smoky. It's dangerous. Sakana. We don't want it to be smoky right away. Just the opposite. Mefazra, do it slowly. So the smoke will be slow to come. Fast to come. We want it to be smoky very fast. You know why? Demiri says we don't want the Kohen looking around in there. We don't want to spend too much time gazing at in the Kodesh Kedoshim. So make it smoky very fast, he'll have to get out of there. No, that's the reason to make it go slow. Hey, we're making it go fast. Get out of there. Smoke, we don't want you looking around. Vizuhi avoda shekoshesh v'mikdash. And this was a very hard avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. It was very difficult to get this from the ladle into your hands without using your hands. Zuhi v'su lo, this is it and that's it. Faha ikka malika, what about malika? For Ikka, we had this already. Ikka Kamita. El Zuhi Avodah Kosher Shem Avodah Kosher Shem Mikdash. It's one of the hard ones. Anyway, Shema Mina, Chofen V'Chozen V'Chofen, Shema Mina. What do you see? That they would do it again. Shema Mina. There's actually, someone sent me yesterday a video from the Daf Yomi Advancement Forum, a video how they did the Kamita. How they did the Kamita and the Chafina. So hopefully we're going to, I spoke to the mayor, hopefully we're going to post it on the Shul's website, cbey.org. You'll be able to watch that video. How the, exactly, what exactly, you know, we're just saying words here. It's very hard to visualize exactly what they did. So the people over at the Advancement Forum were kind enough to put together a video, and it'll be on the website. It'll be there by about noonish. The book just has one picture. The book only has one picture. They don't show the whole procedure, the whole process from A to Z. It'll be posted on the Shul's website by noon.
Mir Tashem.
Right, we didn't answer that question. We did not answer that question. What happens if the Kohen Gadol dies? We didn't answer that question. You're right. Ibayelahu, new question. Shachat, let's say the he died. Shachat, he did the shechita umeit, and then he died. He did the shechita of his own power, and then he died. Mahu shiachnis achar bedamo. This is the question we had before. Can he bring his own dam, or can he bring the dam of that carbon? Does the Kohen Gadol have to bring his own power now that the first Kohen Gadol died, or can he rely on the power of the Kohen Gadol? Mi amrinu b'par afilu b'damo shel par. Do we say when it said the word par, afilu b'damo shel par, even the blood, so therefore he has to bring his own par? Odilma, or maybe b'par, he has to bring his own par, but v'lo b'damo shel par. But if the Kohen Gadol died, then he can bring the dam of the first Kohen Gadol. It pathers him. He does not have to bring his own carbon again. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Chanina Omar Bapar Velo B'damo Shal Par, he said yeah. Rish Lakish Omar Bapar Afilu B'damo Shal Par, I'm sorry, he said no. And Rish Lakish said you can even bring the par, even the dam of the par. Why? Because the dam of the par is called the par still. So if the Kohen Gadol number 2 is going to use the blood of Kohen Gadol number 1, it's as if he brought his own carbon. Rav Ami Omar Bapar Velo B'damo Shal Par, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Omar Bapar Afilu B'damo Shal Par. So it's a machlokas, and we'll stop here. So we'll say the Shchodesh. We'll stop right now. The Gemara have two questions, very simple, and about this machlokas, and then we'll get on to tomorrow's daf. Everybody have a good Chodesh. No, have a good Chodesh and a good day. I said.